AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Navy says two were on board when a fighter jet crashed during training in Washington State. The two are missing. The Navy hasn't said whether the crew members managed to eject before the crash. In the race for president, Vice President Kamala Harris has scheduled a campaign in Battleground, Pennsylvania for the second time this week, this time with a coalition of Republicans who are backing her instead of Donald Trump. The former president continues his effort to win over Hispanic voters during an event on the nation's largest Spanish-language television network, Univision. It will be taped in Miami and will air tonight. A ruling in Nebraska could have implications in the November election.
Nebraska's high court says people with felony records can register to vote. The state Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that the Secretary of State had no authority to declare unconstitutional a state law that restored the voting rights of those who have been convicted of a felony. The official's order could have kept thousands of Nebraskans from voting in the November 5th election. Many reside in the Omaha area district that will offer the presidential candidates, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, one electoral vote in a dead heat race. The district voted for the Democratic presidential candidate in 2008 and 2020. I'm Julie Walker.
A judge blocked a new rule that requires Georgia Election Day ballots to be counted by hand after the close of voting. Officials say Israeli airstrikes have pounded areas across Lebanon, killing at least 21 people. Police say Paul Lowe, a photojournalist who covered world events such as the conflict in the former Yugoslavia, the fall of the Berlin Wall, and Nelson Mandela's release from prison, was stabbed to death during a weekend hike in the San Gabriel Mountains. His 19-year-old son has been charged in the killing. A man later identified as Lowe's son was seen driving away in California and was involved in a crash a few miles away. This is AP News. Students in the Southeast are dealing with school disruptions because of Hurricane Helene.
Some districts have no idea when they will reopen. Virtual learning helped during the COVID school closures, but that isn't an option now because internet and cell phone service is spotty since the storm hit in late September. In hard-hit western North Carolina, some districts warn students will miss up to a month of school, and others say they can't even figure out a timeline for returning to classrooms. Even when schools do reopen, educators worry the disruption could have profound effects on students' learning and emotional well-being. I'm Rita Foley.
Victims of domestic violence in New Zealand will be allowed to cut ties to abusive spouses more quickly after lawmakers unanimously voted to exempt them from a mandatory 2-year separation period before they can get a divorce. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.